USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On a week when many people are traveling, including by air, the nation's attorney general is directing federal prosecutors to focus on federal crimes that happen on commercial airliners. AG Merrick Garland saying that he's got to answer the spree of violent outbursts that's been reported on planes around the nation lately, saying the Justice Department is concerned about this sudden rise in criminal behavior on planes, which he says puts passengers, flight crews, and attendants in danger. Some breaking news out of New York City, where a suspect's in custody after two NYPD officers were shot in the Bronx earlier this evening. The two are now at a hospital expected to recover.
Today I'm nominating Shalonda Young to be OMB director.
Currently acting director of Office of Management and Budget, Shalonda Young would be the first black woman to ever run the OMB if she's confirmed by the Senate. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp issuing a statement after the verdicts come in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial, saying Arbery was the victim of vigilantism that he says has no place in Georgia or America. The jury in the trial of the three men charged with killing Arbery finding the defendants guilty on most of the charges. One of the defense lawyers, though, wanted to say this about the clients right after the verdicts came in.
And I can tell you, honestly, these men are sorry for what happened to Ahmaud Arbery. They are sorry that he is dead.
The head of the CIA reportedly warned Russia of consequences if it's behind the Havana syndrome. That's the report of what CIA Director William Burns had to say to Russian officials when he visited Moscow earlier this month. Havana syndrome, the name that's been given to mysterious health incidents that have affected American officials and spies. Not much change in the Dow or the S&P on Wednesday, but the NASDAQ gained 70. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The search for clues in an unsolved plane hijacking in the Pacific Northwest still going on 50 years later, November 24th, marking the 50th anniversary of the D.B. Cooper skyjacking. In November of 1971, a passenger whose ticket was booked under the name of Dan Cooper boarded a Northwest Airlines flight in Portland. It was bound for Seattle, but during the flight, the man called Cooper told a flight attendant he had a bomb. He demanded $200,000 in parachutes once the plane reached Seattle-Tacoma Airport, and when Cooper's demands were met, he instructed the crew to fly him to Mexico, but he parachuted out of the plane with that ransom money, and he vanished, although some people believe they know what became of him. They're also still, in many cases, looking for that money that's not accounted for. In this internet age, of course, a lot of it's moved online, but the Butterball Turkey Talk Line is still up and running, and it's expecting a lot of business, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
For information on turkey preparation and cooking assistance, press or say 3.
That's what you'll hear when you call 1-800-BUTTERBALL. Talkline supervisor Carol Miller saying on Thanksgiving some 10,000 people phone in, and the number one question asked is about thawing your turkey.
Press 1 or visit butterball.com.
I'm Tim Berg.
And from our New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.